CliffCentral.com.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Bonjour, salam, sabona, jumbo, hola to all of you who are tuned in. This is the Fashion Lab radio show. This is where we hold it down every Thursday, Central African time, 2 o'clock. And this is where we have conversations around the business behind fashion. We care about the development of this interesting, very expensive affair. And we are trying to do what we can to be able to elevate ourselves in every way. Now, today we are talking fashion and fitness. You know, we've been joined, but we are joined today by a very special guest, and we're going to get into that shortly. But I just think, again, I know that for those of you who've tuned in to the show for a while, you've heard me talk about the yin and the yang. This is a fashion yin-yang affair again, because fitness is yang. I think actually let the fashion be yang and the fitness be the yin. But this is one of those things that go hand in hand. And if you think about it, one of the things I was talking about to a friend who's also joining us on the show yesterday is the fact that it almost seems like every brand, whether you care about fitness or not, has to now sort of cater for that group of consumers, because Sportslax, to me, is still something that kind of also sits in line with what you call active wear, fitness wear. And people want to be comfortable. And these days, girls want to go to the gym, and from the gym want to maybe go have some coffee, and then from coffee maybe still be able to continue their day without looking so gymmed out. So anyway, I don't want to talk too much about that, because that's the reason we are talking for an hour. This is what we're going to be unpacking. Now, I want to introduce, before I go further, our contributor, Edgy Benson from New York, who comes in with his echoes from New York. Edgy is a fashion services company provider. He runs a fashion house in New York called NU in New York. And he's been with us. What I also do and appreciate is I care about insights from different parts of the globe. When you think about growing, when you think about development, you want to touch base with different conversations around the globe. And this is what Edgy brings in from his echoes from New York with a different perspective. Edgy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for joining us again. And what are you wearing and what's inspiring your look today?
Today, my look is inspired by my clear window. It's finally beautiful.
It's finally clear. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So I just have a polo shirt and skinny jeans.
Again.
And I'm chill.
Edgy, when I ask you from today on what you're wearing, can I just say, hi, Edgy, what are you wearing? You're wearing skinny jeans and a t-shirt? Just so that we...
No.
Can I just respond, Edgy, because it's the same every week.
Not really. I changed a few times.
Okay, Edgy, then. Well, thank you for joining us. We love having you on here, and welcome to the show. And for those of you who are tuned in for the first time, Edgy is very easy to get along with. Don't get it twisted. Do not get confused. He's just being a bit funny right now at the beginning of the show, but he'll loosen up as we enjoy through this show and get to our red glass of wine. Now, the red glass of wine is my favorite segment at the end of this show. It's called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So because of the fact that this conversations get so hard and happy and hardcore, we normally like to unwind at the end, and that favorite segment is very important to us because, like I said, I refer to it as the red glass of wine. Now, back to our special guests on the show today. We are joined by two guests. The first one is a friend who's also very multi-talented, has a lot to offer in this space. I don't want to tell you her age until you see her picture, because I don't even want to say how old she is. But she's definitely the owner of My Gym SA. She's also what I call a fitness junkie or a fitness fanatic, because you look at how she works out and you're like, she's not no pain, no stress. Like, you know when you see the little selfies and the videos and people are sweating and looking very sad, she's always looking like she's having ice cream while she's doing what she does. So we have to love her for that. But I want to introduce to you our guest. She's also comes from a very fashion sort of driven background. She's the ambassador for Read to Rise, a literacy program program which has been endorsed by the Department of Basic Education in South Africa. She's also working with a couple of other brands, and she is a chili queen. We will unpack that later with her, but she really is here to speak fitness. She's also obviously a girl who's been playing in the modeling space, both from a beauty pageant perspective and a model, because like I said, I won't even tell you her age. Anyway, allow me to introduce to you guys Renee Roberts Patel. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Did you see me fumbling a bit? I was like, which one should I? What should I say? Or should we just touch on a few and we'll unpack them as the show goes on?
That's a good intro. I like that.
Thank you very much. I try. I'm trying. I try, you know. But welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. And before we go further, what are you wearing and what's inspiring your look?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what. It's a bit of a mix and a match. Jumper from my husband's box of clothes that he threw out, but it's a designer label. Armani Exchange, I'm wearing some high-waisted leatherette jeans and a Miss Basketure bodysuit, some open-toed boots, some rose gold bows and nomination bangles.
Gosh, yeah. Renee, and how many things?
am I Henry London watch?
I was going to say, guys, Renee is wearing a lot of things today. So what we're going
to do? I want to see the boots.
Yes,
we'll show you.
We're gonna give you for a head to toe thing, so you can get a feel of what she's actually wearing and what's inspiring. Her look today. What's inspiring this, though?
I don't know. I think the weather. It's a bit cold today, and I thought, okay, the jumper will, you know, bring the heat.
Need I say no more? I want to also introduce our other special guest who's also joining us today, and she goes by the name of Nukutula Maseko.
Yes.
So Nukutula Maseko also is definitely, I think, to me, power to you for what you're doing, and congratulations on what you're doing. She is the person or the brains behind a South African activewear brand called Faux Apparel. And she is other things amongst things. What I love about things today is you can be one thing and then a few other things. But I would love to welcome you into the show and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Liz, for having me.
And what are you wearing and what's inspiring the look before we delve in? I know you didn't see this coming. We didn't even give a brief, but we just wear what we wear. Then we talk about what we're wearing. So what are you wearing today?
I'm actually wearing a casual top that I got from my friend. She sells tops. This is motivational tops, actually, that have motivational messages. I'm wearing ripped jeans and some sneakers. And, of course, my Polar watch that I take with me everywhere.
Mm, okay.
So, yeah, well, it's a casual look. Today is my Friday, even though it's Thursday. So,
Is it your Thursday, Friday, because it's a holiday, or is Thursday is always your Friday?
Yes. No. But it's because of the holidays coming
up. Okay, but you know, the good thing with being an entrepreneur is that you also control your time, and that's very powerful, meaning that Sunday and Monday and Tuesday could be my Thursday, or flip it over, and I could have a whole week which is my Sunday.
Yeah.
Where every day is Sunday for me. So, and I think that's what I really love about just being able to control your own time, meaning that you're actually running your own hustle. It comes with its losses and its profits, but hey.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So welcome to the show, guys. I want us to dive in. Is anyone going to ask me what I'm wearing, by the way? Because I just never get...
I was just waiting for you to finish.
Like, can someone ask me so I can feel like I'm a part of this?
I was just going to ask you, Elise, what are you wearing today?
Well, today, I'm very casual. I actually looked at myself and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I was in the house. So today, the good thing with clothes is clothes are clothes. They cover your body. And as long as you have good taste and good style, even when you wake up with your eyes closed and just throw on the next thing, it works. So I'm wearing ripped jeans as well. I'm wearing this beautiful leopard print boots. This leopard print boots, I used to really love them, but every time I wear them, I take them off. So today I've actually worn them by force because I was coming from somewhere else and then I asked someone to please meet me with my boots, and then this is what I got. So I don't know what it is. You know, I love print, but I feel like The leopard print is so powerful. It's so overwhelming. I'm looking at it and I'm like, my God, I can't believe what I have on my feet on. But anyway, this is my beautiful pointy boots to kind of dress up my look a bit because, like I said, I'm very casual. I've got a beautiful ruffle neck blouse to give me some ruffle and fun. I've got a sweater on because it's cold. And hey, and I'm here. And I'm happy and I'm blessed.
And your beautiful coat. The boots definitely made the outfit today.
Yes, they made a statement.
Thank you, guys. And anyone who wants to judge me, I am blessed and highly favored. So please, take that thing back to social media. But anyway, guys. So I want us to talk about fitness. I want us to talk about the connection with it. I think it's a very powerful connection. And like I said, one of the things that's very refreshing is the fact that you look around and you find that as much as you have your Adidas, your Nikes, and all of the godmothers and fathers of activewear, today is a new day, and consumers have also gone more into the sort of, I want to be a bit more comfortable. And another thing I also realize is the versatile sort of consumer behavior where you want to buy something that will work for two or three things. You want to make sure it's either convertible or you can wear it through. And I find that also with the sport slacks or active wear, you can actually find pieces that you can run with from morning to evening and even heal up at some times, which I think is very refreshing. So, and then obviously, again, a lot of fashion brands, as much as they're fashion brands who may not have necessarily focused on activewear, it's about time. And right now, it's not about whether we want it or not. That's what the consumer wants. So I think that it's a very interesting conversation that we're going to be having today. And then on the flip side, Renee, for you as a fitness junkie, I feel like you also look really good. Renee is a very stunning woman, guys. For those who don't know, when she walks in, you'll know. You can't even pretend you didn't see her. And very effortlessly so, I think. And so you take care of yourself. But one of the things people also need to know is, as much as we're talking fashion, when we say fitness is also fashion, because fashion is health. If you're conscious about how you feel, how you look, how you operate, how your body works, it means that you're going to have to give it some TLC. And I think that this is where the fitness comes in. And this is where I'm not a fitness lover, trust me. I do it in different ways, as we know. We'll talk about that. Yeah. But I am still conscious about the fact that if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you are fashion. And because you look good and you feel good. So, Edgy, before we move in, what are some of the observations that you have made? Because obviously I know that you have a couple of brands under your umbrella in New York. And I know for sure that Teresa Weatherspoon, who we caught up with last September at New York Fashion Week, came up with her teaspoon collection. I would love to know how that's doing. But at the same time, there is a lot going on when it comes to the fitness active wear in your side of the world. Can you just share with us a bit of, just before we start officially, could you just share with us a bit of what's going on that side of the world and what it is about fitness and the relationship between fitness and fashion?
Well, I think the overriding sentiment is that fitness and fashion are so closely tied together now. Before, I think people can just do a sport, and that was a sport, you know. But today, sport is actually like work; they don't have to do anything else. So they want to look and feel great doing it. So fitness is driving a lot of, fashion is being driven a lot in the way that people who are active in fitness want to feel. They just don't want to wear uniforms. They want to actually look good and feel great. And I think that's the overriding sentiment. Fitness and fashion companies are collaborating a lot. And activewear is being seriously fashionized in a way that makes the athlete feel really, really good. I think that is the real drive. That is the observation you see on the street. Like people just don't want to look ordinary because they're doing a particular sport or feel like they want to wear, they're just wearing a uniform, and they're not settling for that at all. And the challenge for activewear companies is how do you satisfy a consumer who wants to feel differently? And one of the reactions that we've seen from activewear companies, activewear apparel companies, is that it's a collaboration with designers, and awareness of style. And so you can see the impact, really. Like, companies like Puma are so style-driven. So sometimes you wonder if they're actually more concerned with style or fitness. But they are finding very good optimal points, though.
Yeah.
They're finding, and you know, it's so funny because of activewear, because of the way athletes are driving fashion. It's also driving innovation in fashion a lot, in terms of fabrications and in terms of the way that we manufacture a garment. They have ClimaCool. They have garments now. Basically, everything we produce now for sports is either to make you warm or make you cold. You know, it's all climate sensitive. And that is all driven by fitness. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Eji, for your insight. Now, I want to come to these beautiful ladies who are sitting here in studio, and I think I'm going to start with you, Renee. Now, I would like you to just kind of also just give us a bit of your background. Like I said, I couldn't tell everyone everything, but I'm just like, you're here with us. We are talking fitness and fashion. Could you just introduce yourself properly and just kind of share your journey, just in a quick, way, just to share your journey, your background, and why you're doing what you're doing, especially when it comes to your gym, which is your latest venture, which I'm really proud of, and also the connection between fitness for you in your world, based on what you do, and fashion.
Okay, so always loved sport. Used to play sport in primary school, high school, and eventually I moved up to Johannesburg and I auditioned for an amazing job. I didn't know what it was, but it ended up being the gladiators back in the day. So, so I'm Gladiator Light, the Gladiator Lightning from South Africa. I was on that show for almost 4 years. From there, I decided, I got married. I didn't decide to get married. I got married.
But you decided.
And the baby started coming along. And because my gladiator contract ended, it's boring to then just sit at home and do nothing. especially when you're so active and you're busy and you're on TV and being interviewed left, right, and center and attending of events and whatever. And then I just decided, you know what? Sports has been my life. Let me just go and enroll and do a personal training course. Well, I did the course with the Sports Science Institute of South Africa. Probably to date, I'm the only pregnant woman that has ever completed the course.
Pregnant? Renee, do you have someone else you're carrying in there?
No, I was pregnant then when I did the course. Completed it. I think I'm the only one to date pregnant, and completed a personal fitness training course. Endorsed, certified, whatever, carried on, and just started training normal housewives in Cape Town. And then from there, we decided we're going to move to Dubai, and I had the certification, and I started training all the rich Arabic women in their personal home gyms. Still continued doing modeling and all of that, and then we moved from Dubai. We moved a lot, okay. so from Dubai, we moved to Mauritius, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to open up my own gym, and I decided on the name My Gym. For mine, because whenever you describe something, it's always mine. So if you talk about your phone, your clothes, it's my phone, it's my gym, so made it more personal, and people would easily relate to going to my gym. And then in Mauritius, I started training all the diplomats' wives. So I had a lot of Russian clients.
Wow. Are all the diplomats' wives Russian?
There was a lot of Russians.
Is that where all the Russian women are going?
Yeah.
Someone please tell me.
In the Indian Ocean, middle of the Indian Ocean. And then after Mauritius, we then moved back to South Africa, and I continued with my gym, opened up a little studio, which is based from my home where I live. And I've got consistent clients that come in that all, you know, they all have a common goal. They just want to be healthy, and they... it's not about being skinny and slim.
Oh, please, girl. No, really. Do you want me to take a break right now and tell you what really is going down?
Because my clients are really, actually, they've got good physiques. They just want to be healthy. So one of my certifications, besides being a sports psychologist, I'm also one of a very small or a handful of qualified power plate instructors in South Africa. There's not that many. So my main focus in my gym is the power plate. I don't know if I'm sure a lot of people know about the power plate. It's a vibration system and just gives you more muscle contractions every time you do it. So you work out less and you get better results at the end of the day. So that's my main focus. So for me and you know, I use my sports psychology knowledge, you know, to motivate all my clients. So it's all about the mind. And, you know, when you put something into the mind, your body will easily achieve it.
Very true.
So, yeah.
It's very true. So I want to, now that we have a good background of Renea, I also want to just go back to Noku. Can I call you Noku?
Yeah, you can just say Tuli, it's fine.
Oh my God, I'm like, should I? You know when you kind of think of which part of the name should I actually take and run with on four letters. But anyway, I will call you whatever you want me to call you, okay? So now I also want to thank you for joining us, Noku Thula. So I will call you Thula sometimes I'll call you
Tuli.
Okay.
Tuli.
Okay, let's keep it as Tuli.
Yeah.
So Tuli, you're also very interesting because you're a quantity surveyor through the Swanee University of Technology. Mm-hmm. You also run a boutique called Sig.
Sig Boutique.
Yeah. And then you have this apparel, activewear apparel also that I'm sure is really fresh. We're going to delve into that shortly. But what is your background and why are you doing what you're doing? And when did you decide that actually there is a demand for activewear, especially coming from you dealing with the big dogs like the Nikes and who? Let's talk about your background and why you're actually doing what you think you're offering in this industry is actually contributing to the industry.
Okay. It actually began with wanting to support the South African market. You know, I started checking out companies that supply sportswear and found that it's mainly your manufacturing companies that will supply to corporate markets. They'll supply the polos and pants, and then they just brand them. There wasn't an actual South African brand, you know, except for the high, I'll say the high marketed brands, which I think it's Boost. There's a mark, I think in Cape Town there's a brand called Boost, which also looks at fashion, at sportswear. It focuses on ladies' wear, and it's like sort of high fashion sportswear, so to speak. And then it's also more towards the Lorna Jane type of active way. So besides that, you have your Nikes, you have your Adidas, you have your Puma, and obviously you've got your other companies, the H&M, Mr. Price, Cotton On, that have also entered into, you know, they also have active way. That's when I saw that, you know what, South Africa needs something that's going to be theirs, you know, and I also realized that when it comes to the expertise of manufacturing sportswear within our country, there was a huge lack. That's when I started doing my research and trying to find out how I was going to go about it and starting a brand that was for South Africa by South Africa.
So let's talk about the brand. FAW?
It's for apparel.
What is that?
F is fitness, A athleticism, and W is wellness.
And what it's fresh. And what? How old is it in the market now?
It's actually very new. I'm currently working on my marketing strategies and getting into the whole market, and approaching funding companies to, you know, and telling them what my brand is all about and what I want to do in the industry. You know, in most cases, when it comes to fashion, the most individuals that have been focused on is, you know, you find your daily wear, you know, men's and ladies' wear. You find your couture as well, you know, so you don't get individuals that are set on active wear. And when I did my research and tried to find individuals that could actually help me out with active wear that had the expertise, I found a lot of companies that were willing to help, but they told me that they could do it.
But what, they would import?
A lot of most of the stuff is imported. Mm-hmm. The polo shirts, the polos are imported. When you tell them that, okay, I'm looking for leggings, you think leggings are something that is simple to make. But
I think that also what's happening also is obviously we also did a bit of research with Renee under a project we were trying to work on a few years ago, which was quite a challenge. But my thing is, it's interesting to know two more things I need you to just quickly before I come back to Renee and Edgy is okay, so when we say you're fulfilling a gap in the market, one of the things I'm very interested in knowing as well is, who are you talking? Who is this person? Who is it? First of all, is it men and women's activewear, or is it specifically women's? And if it is, which woman are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Four focuses on everyone. You know, I have even on my profile, it's four individual, four athletes, and four everyone.
Let me ask you. I'm a very stylish. Girl who's, I like bright colors. So for my gym wear, first I'll tell you I'm bored. I'm yawning every time I have to go to those crazy racks and try to find something, because it's all the black and stupid stripes, or it's just stupid colors. Yes. Now do I see active wear becoming a bit more fun and a bit more bubbly and a bit more, just so much more is going on right now from a global perspective. Yeah. So you can buy a lot of some of these really cool shops, even if it's online, buy online, order it, get it in. But what hurts me is the fact that why are we ordering in? We need that variety locally. So what do you, when you say you're catering to everyone, because I know for me, there's specific brands like the Stella McCartney Adidas. I got like three or four colors of those because they were so bright and they were so fresh. And even the fabrication plays a big role, because at the end of the day, people are sweating when they're working out, and those are the things people are looking for. And then at the end of the day, we also don't want to get chalked up in fabric that's going to, like we discussed, Edgy, you know what we talk about. Yeah. You know, we just want to make sure that, you know, if it's that bad poly, then at least can it have some breathing space or some holes? So who is your target market? Is it anyone, including the fashion savvy girl who's saying, I am very specific about what I want to wear to the gym? Or is it just your everyday Jane who's just like, give me anything black and some black tights and the top?
It's everyone. That's actually initially... when I started doing my research, the main core behind it was that I saw that online you find them in the American market and in the Brazilian market, they've got stylish activewear. They've got beautiful stuff. And I'd search and I'd go shopping, you know, window shopping, and just check out what's in the market around. And I couldn't find the fun stuff, you know, in active way. So that's when I also started trying to find individuals that could work with mesh, active mesh, and all these different types of material that was fun, that was material that you could print on, you know. So I have outfits for the average individual who likes their black outfits, black or navy blue colors, you know, that, because some people have this mindset that dark colors hide, you know, the cellulite and all those things when it comes to fitness wear. And then I also have bright colors. I've got the fusion pinks, the purples, I've got prints. So I actually do cater for quite a lot.
So, you know, so anyway, it's very good to know. Are you producing everything locally right now?
Unfortunately.
Not. Okay.
Unfortunately, when it comes to material, there are certain materials that we don't have locally. You have to outsource. If you want good quality, unfortunately, you can't be a one-man island.
Guys, you know, it's so sad when we speak about that. And for those who are tuned in, this is the Fashion Lab, where we dissect the business behind fashion in Africa. And it is interesting to plug into these conversations, but it's also, there are some realities that we really need to change.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that we've got Thuli, who's actually doing this thing, but still is so reliant on the outside sources, when we still have so much manpower, we have resources, we have space to make these things happen locally, but they're not happening yet.
Yeah.
And I hope that for sure that, you know, for those who are listening, for those who are involved in the value chain, especially from a manufacturing perspective, you can find ways to upgrade your equipment and also maybe just do some more research to keep up with everything, so that we don't have to go out and we can get that ching-ching circulating in the continent.
Sorry, it actually disheartened me when I started doing all this research, because my whole concept was for South Africa, by South Africa, you know, by Africa. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. When I started approaching companies that do manufacturing, the cut, trim and manufacture, unfortunately, they don't have the equipment, the expertise.
You've been there, done.
Yeah, you know,
through,
I've had companies that will say, I'll do something for you. And then when I get the product, it brings tears to my eyes. And I think to myself, okay, I invested in this and now they're giving me such a product. You know, so eventually when I found individuals that could actually help me out.
You just went somewhere else.
Yes.
Took all of that money from Africa, took it to the other side and came back with the product. And
but
here we are.
But you know what? One thing I know is that we are heading in that direction where we're going to be manufacturing things locally, a lot of things. So it's not something that's going to be, you know, overlooked. It's a passion that I have, that I just want to come to that point where, you know, you have factories where they're doing things here locally.
Tilly, I'm laughing because you're basically saying to people, hi guys, well, you're still looking for it as we're moving on, because we have business plans and we have to move and we have a business plan for this next 6 years. So Africa, while you're sleeping, they're with Edgy and other people on the other side.
Yeah, and individual, you know what, and I've discussed with a few people who are willing to train me. You know, so I've actually discussed with companies, and I might be going cross border so that I can actually learn the tricks of the trade and then bring it back home. Because that's what it's all about.
So bring back what? The technology or the machinery
technology,
and equipment?
Yes,
all of that?
Yes.
Honey, why don't you not learn? I don't think you should learn that. I think that you already are so good at what you're doing. And I think that what we need to do is find John, Peter and Alice to learn that, send them away so that you continue with your business development. Because at the end of the day, when you think about how we run our businesses, truth, this is real business talk. The minute that you have to go leave with, the minute I have to stop talking to Renee, my customer, and go and sit down with the tailor because now he didn't finish the buttons, I'm finishing. Wrong move. Wrong. I am not doing finishings. I'm not doing buttons. I'm not even doing none of that. Like, my job is business development. And when you think about it from a small business perspective, if we don't pay attention to where we draw lines, you know, Renee, if you're making chili or you have a chili maker, it's two different things. Mm-hmm. But if the day that the chili maker doesn't show up and you're supposed to be having meetings to supply your chili somewhere at one of the biggest hotels, and now you're busy making chilies, no. John needs to come back and make the chilies. You need to be there creating business opportunities and doing things at your level. Otherwise, that's how we burn out.
Yeah.
And then you're tired of making chili, then you didn't make it to the big meeting.
You know,
who are you making the chili for?
I completely understand your concept, but when you think about it, if you don't have the understanding, the basic understanding, you can't really run the show, you know. So that's where I'm getting that from, that I need to actually get the whole understanding. I need to understand how Nike made it, how Adidas made it. Not that I want to be them, but I'm inspired by them.
But you're in the same league, so you have to know. You are in the same league with them. It doesn't matter. So you want to know, what are they doing and how can you actually do it so well and even beat them to the game?
Yes.
There's a gap for everyone, and I think there's a gap for
everything. The thing is, we, Liz and I, we've had this conversation question so many times. We are so, we just want to be control freaks as women. We need to know exactly what is happening in every single aspect of the business. You know, so, yes, I'm fitness. Yes, I'm food. And I love making my chili. That's one of the other things that I do, because that also falls in line with the health part of, you know, the nutrition, you know, because chili is amazing. The amount of vitamin C in chili.
Okay, listen. I was going to say, Renee, we are not going to be.
I was bringing up the food bit in the you know.
You're like, listen, I will sell you all my chilies. But Renee, thank you for that insight. Tuli, Renee, coming back to you as a person who spent a lot of time in the modeling industry, I want to talk about or touch on this fitness thing and the connection that you feel it actually has with fashion. And I want to start with from you, how do you feel pressure to now at your age, looking as stunning as you do, to actually keep up in the gym to make sure that you look the way you look because of the fact that the modeling industry is very demanding when it comes to size? And a lot of people might look at you and think that's what you're doing, but what is your relationship when you put on your model hat and fitness? What is the relationship there?
So I think my modeling days have expired in the ramp. You know, let's just tell you how old I am. There's no way that you're going to be seeing me walking on ramps. I've had my turn, and I've done my Dubai Fashion Weeks and Abu Dhabi Fashion Weeks and India Fashion Weeks, and I've walked for John Galliano. I've had my turn. So now I do all the, I do the mommy things, but they still look for, you know, fresh, young, fit moms. So, you know, me being in the gym, and I'm in the gym every single day. I love hanging upside down. Liz knows. We go and do
we love hanging upside down.
You know, and you just release those happy hormones and those endorphins, and you know, it makes you glow. And I think that is the thing that shows. It shows when you're going out and going to do these castings as mommy, new mommy roles, because you've got those happy hormones flowing.
And they just show, and they just spread around, and you look beautiful, and you look stylish, and you are fashion.
Yes. That's what makes me fashion.
Now, your clients, when they come to you, are they coming to you because they need to lose 6 inches off their hip for a campaign? Or are they coming to you because, or is it a mix? Or are they coming to you because they think skinny is the new black, even though, you know, that's just another topic for another day. I don't want to, let's not open it up,
the,
please.
The thing is that for me, it's not about the skinny. It's about being healthy.
Yeah, so, but the idea of when you think fitness, when let's just, I mean, should we take a break and go onto Instagram right now and see how many selfies from the gym are coming? But the truth of the matter is people are going in for so many reasons, but I still feel like it is a fad that's going on. And it feels like if you're not in your Nikes or your Adidas in the gym with a selfie, even when you know you're doing nothing in there except drinking wine, you know, our gym actually has wine. We sit down there and drink wine.
Organic wine.
Yeah, but it's still wine, and it still gives you, it's 13.5. I've checked the alcohol.
Oh my God.
But anyway, listen, all I'm saying is I just want to find out if you feel that, obviously from your perspective it's different, but what's the pressure for other people when it comes to fitness and their idea of what fitness actually means? Is it that you have to stay thin like the others, or is it that, you know, how many, you, Tuli, I'm coming back to you, and we need to hear from Edgy, but I'm coming back to you, but you may do it for different reasons. She's obviously going in for different reasons as well. What do you think the majority of,
do you know, the thing
our
is sometimes
beautiful
you,
African girls are gravitating like, towards when it comes to the gym thing?
Like, I was a fully fledged Virgin Active Alice Lane member, and I canceled that because it was just too, there's just too much stuff going on, you know? You'll see people taking selfies and those red stairs going up, and it was all about, you know, who looks,
it was glam.
They don't even, it wasn't even about the workout or, you know, what they're going to get out of, you know, actually working out for that 1 hour. It was more about people taking selfies and who was at the gym today, you know, so that's all you would see on social media.
With a 30 or 40 hair inch situation and the lips all pouted out.
Yes, and full on makeup
lashes,
and that's the one thing
I can't even see them. I don't know if they can see me through their eyelashes, but I'm like, seriously, it feels our gym feels like a fashion like a fashion platform.
I don't know who in their right mind can wear makeup when you're going to gym. That means your skin is not breathing. You know? So it was basically a fashion show at that, and that's why I couldn't deal with that anymore. Yeah.
Well, I'm still there. If you change your mind, come back. Yeah. I just stay focused.
Come and hang with me in my gym. I've got my own hammock up.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll do that. Edgy, I want to come back to you. What do you feel or what do you think the relationship of fashion and fitness, but beyond the fitness wear or the active wear, what do you think it is? Because obviously these days when you think about the runways and we think about the fashion weeks that just happened and you look at the girls are all mixed up and there's some are big, some are small. So that's not necessarily such a big pressure anymore. The game has changed. Things have changed. Trends have changed. And therefore, what is it about fitness and fashion beyond the fitness or active wear that you would say you feel is going on today in this world today or in this Africa today? In Africa, the girls are eating yam in Africa. Pounded yam.
Well, I think it's good to look at it from the world perspective. But I have to say, I'm so glad to hear from Renee and from Tuli, like what they are doing and how their relationships are evolving between fashion and what they do. But I think when you think of fashion and fitness, the relationship thing is just the money motive for us, to be honest with you. For fashion designers and for active wear companies, they see that the trend for every athlete out there, they want to feel good. And it's actually how they feel is affecting their performance in a sense. And because there are all these sports psychologists and everything, everybody's performance is being kind of really monitored and mirrored to the very last thing to find out the things that help them. And it's clear that if people feel good, they perform well. So it's become a real money motive for active wear companies to offer things that when athletes wear them, they feel great. And a lot of that is just by being able to collaborate with people, like you say, do what you do best and let someone else do what they do best. And designers design best. So they have great collaborations. And at the end, it's just driven by money. What happens is that these collaborations make them very successful. And in business, I mean, I think that success is just money. So when you look at Nike and Nike's collaborations with Balmain, Balmain is a high octane fashion line, mm-hmm. and for them to collaborate with Nike, you could see how important that is. And now, if you look at Balenciaga, you look at all these big companies, there's sports is permeating fashion in such a way. I mean, we might call it utility, in a sense. The looks are more utilitarian, but they're actually driven by
active lifestyle.
Active lifestyle. So yeah, I think it's the beyond performance, beyond, just fashion and fitness as a line, the thing behind it is just success and money.
Yeah. I just want to Tuli, come, and then I just want to quickly, in fact, before Tuli, before I plug you back in, I just want to commend African activewear brands, some of the African activewear brands who are holding it down in this department, doing their thing. And I just want to share like a quick top five before I come to you, Tuli. But I appreciate this conversation. And I always say, for me, is as long as there's progress, I say if it's two steps, it's still progress. If it's 10, it's still progress. So we are still on the right track. And we need to commend you, Tuli, for the FAW apparel, where you know, if you have to start outside and then come back in when everyone wake up, it's okay. At least you've started. And at least you're moving. And at least you understand that there's a gap and you can be able to fulfill it. There's a Tiger Lily gym wear, which was launched by a Nigerian celeb stylist. Her name is Lilian Unachukwu. And that is an extension of her gym brand. And I'm going to tweet more about it so that those who are tuned in can actually get to understand what this brand is about. It was endorsed by Christina Milan and launched in LA. And you know, they're doing their thing. Then you've got this brand called OTG, which is a South African sportswear brand. Have any of you heard of OTG?
No.
Yeah. Well, they focus on good, beautiful designs to create fantastic yet functional workout apparel, mostly for women. Then you have Lorna. And Lorna is a Kenyan sportswear brand that was first unveiled last year at Nairobi's Galleria Mall in front of Chief Guest First Lady Margaret Kenyatta. Anyway, Lorna is also holding it down. Very interesting sportswear, and I'll share some of this information so you guys can actually get a feel of it. And then we have Vivolicious. I didn't say Babilicious. I did not say Budilicious. I said Vivo. So Vivolicious is a South African brand also, which is bearing the hashtag Dare to Be and catering for athletes who don't want to conform by wearing the usual boring apparel. And then the last African activewear brand that we know of, or we have found out about, is another South African label, which they say if you're serious about getting outdoors, you need to get your Cape Storm on. This has been launched and has developed a sort of cat-like following among serious runners, surfers, and hikers for obvious reasons. So I am only sharing those five. We've got FAW apparel in the house, and we're going to share some tweets to also share, because at the end of the day, we know that brands are emerging every day, and it's beautiful that at the end of the day, when you listen to why these brands are setting up, it's because they're saying people are bored, and people want something from the continent. Consumers want to go and work out or hike or do whatever it is. Even the yoga space, I think, is a very big space. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing also, activewear is so diverse. So you can even pick one element of it and run with it, and you still win. So yeah. I think I just want to commend all those African activewear brands who are holding it down. And for those who are planning to get into it, hey, there's room and space for everyone to play. So Tulik, back to you.
I was actually agreeing with what you were saying. I wanted to add on that you look at athletes like Serena Williams. She took her outfits from the boring white, and now she's
revolutionized
it. Yeah, yeah. You know, the sportswear that she wears inspires so many people. You find individuals now coming to gym in their skirts, pant skirt outfits with their bright colors, and it's all inspired by her. You know, she was like, I'm bored and I want something that's gonna, you know, be fun. And she went with it. So that's what everybody is going for. It's not, I think designers have now moved, gotten to a point where they're like, okay, people want fun things, so that's what we're gonna give them. You know, it's not more like, oh no, you know what? Obviously, everything is business and it's money driven, but it was inspired more by individuals first. You know, they said they wanted something that was fun, and then people were like, okay, you know what? This is an opportunity that people are bringing forward. We're gonna grab it and we're gonna
run with it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Renee, what is your two cents?
Do you know, I was probably one of the lucky ones to actually touch and feel Thule's product. I love it. It's funky. It's fresh. And it's definitely something that I'll be wearing, you know, on a continuous basis. You'll see me wearing all, and I'm going to probably be your biggest customer until, you know, further notice. I'll probably be wearing all Thule's gym wear and apparel, you know, in all my future gym videos. So you'll get to see, you know, all her funky and fresh designs in the new and upcoming My Gym videos.
It's beautiful, guys. You know what? It's been so great. AG, any parting shots before we get into who we want to dress and why?
No, I mean, it's just nice to see that there are people, there are lines on our end that are aware of what's going on, and they're making an effort, you know, to be, because it's just now for active wear, it's just about utility and style, and I see that they're doing that. So I'm happy.
It's fantastic. Thank you so much, Edgy. Now, Thule, for those who want to connect with you, how can they connect with you? What can we expect from you, and how can our listeners connect with you?
Currently, people can contact me through email and on social media. I've got @4apparel, and the other account is @SickBoutique. Those are my business platforms. Even on Facebook, I've got SickBoutique, so people who want to get in touch can contact me there. Yeah.
And Renee, what can we expect from Renee Roberts-Patel, and how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me on all my social media platforms. I've got my websites up. It's iamrenerp.com. Email. I don't know if I want to give away my email address.
But social media and website is cool.
Yeah. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all at iamrenerp. I've got My Gym South Africa, Instagram, and all the social media platforms. And then I've got my chili as well, which is Pimo. Pimo, the oral stimulator, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well.
It's beautiful, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for contributing and just sharing your thoughts around this relationship that we are very excited about. It's a very exciting conversation and topic, and it definitely goes hand in hand. And it's good to get insight from people in the game who are operating within the space from both angles, just to see where we are and see where we are going and see what's happening on the ground. Now, we are going to be rolling over to our who would you want to dress and why. And may the drum rolls begin. I know there's no drum rolls. We're going to have to embed that. But, guys, it's who would you want to dress and why. So I'm going to start with Renee.
Oh my God.
Yes,
with the queen. Over to
I want to start with the queen herself, Renee. Who would you want to dress and why?
Does it have to be, can I just choose anyone? Okay, let me just choose somebody that I've been...
Guys, you don't know how this thing works. This thing is, who would you want to dress and why? I want to dress Shaniqua because... Next. So, there
oh my you gosh. Go. Okay, I think, you know, I've been spending some quality time, and this might just sound like... Anyway, my mom has been with me for the past 2 weeks from Cape Town, and I hardly ever get to see her. And I think I need to go and take her shopping. She needs a serious redo makeover. So it's my mom. Probably want to dress my mom.
Because she needs a makeover.
She needs a makeover.
Thank you. Yeah. And Tuli, who would you want to dress today and why?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like put you on the spot kind of question.
Yes.
It can be for a good reason or a bad reason. Either they need help or they're actually excited about, you know, whichever way.
You know what? I'd actually like to dress up, I think, Boiti. I love her body. I love the fact that she keeps fit. And obviously, if she'd look good in the sports way. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Echi, who would you want to dress and why today, besides you and me?
I'm going to go with Renee today.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she's dropped dead gorgeous. And then we have and she has this My Gym, and we have a new line of denim. We have a style in our denim line that's coming up with 3S4, and it's called My Skinny. And she will look amazing. Yeah.
Ooh. It's beautiful. Today I want to dress all the hottest, and you know when I say the hottest too, eh? All the hottest African soccer players who are playing all over the world, because boy, oh boy, need I say anything more? Now those brothers, and they look good. They've got good energy. They've got good poise. I just want to do something special. Something. So that's who I want to address today. In fact, let's just say all the African athletes who are playing outside of Africa, because inside Africa they have us already, they have access. Outside there, they don't know what's happening. They need to come back. Mm-hmm. So we'll make them come back with that collection. And this collection is going to be a collab from Liz, Tuli, Renee, and Edgy. Is that cool or what?
Oh, definitely.
Sounds like
that is hard.
Fine, fantastic. Now, for those of you who are tuned in, we are on www.fashionlabafrica.com. We hold it down here every week at 2 p.m. Central African time. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for joining us, Edgy, with your contribution and your echoes from New York. Renee, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the rest of your journey. Tuli, good luck to you. Thank you for joining us as well. Congratulations. We're very proud of what you guys are all doing. And for those who are listening, we're very happy that you're listening, because we need you to listen so we can have these conversations with someone. We love you all. Peace and love until next week. CliffCentral.com.